This past Friday was the one-year anniversary of the death of my grandfather. And while the death of every grandparent is significant, he was the last one of my grandparents to die, which I'm sure many of you can understand the perspective change that that brings about in a grandchild, but also my parents. My grandpa was a hard worker. He grew up in the Great Depression, and he was a World War II veteran. So he knew the cost it took to live in the land of the free and home of the brave. And he built up for himself a good life. And I have just so many fond memories of him that this past couple days I've been remembering. One thing though, being a good worker meant that although he was not what we might say rich, he did have an inheritance to leave behind. And unfortunately, this led to a lot of tension and hurt as the siblings spoke about what my grandpa would want to happen with the fruit of his labor. It caused a lot of division among the family. I remember just one day, distinctly, a conversation that I had with my mother on the phone. And I just remember like how heavy my heart was in that moment, because she was lamenting just like how stressed she was over all of this and how much hurt was occurring between her siblings, a hurt which will probably take a very long time to heal, if ever. This probably is not a foreign situation for some of you. And at the end of the conversation, she said something almost in passing that just really struck me and has given me a lot of pause over the months since we've had that conversation. And she was speaking of her father, my grandfather, and she just said, "I wish he had just died poor. I wish he had died poor." You know, money, wealth is an interesting thing. It's a powerful thing. We know how important it is, how when we don't have it, how much stress and worry it gives us. But also if we have too much, that stress and worry does not really go away. We know how much good we can do with it, how many people we can help alleviate their burdens. We also know how much bad we can do. We can spend money on things which are just not good for us. It can inflate our egos, make us think we are better than those who maybe make less. It was interesting, on a side note, this week I saw an article about Tom Brady, of all people, who just recently said that the hardest part of parenting his children is his wealth. And even after we die, as in the case of my grandfather, our money can divide people rather than bring us together. So in all of human history, we always seem to kind of come up with the same question. How much wealth is enough? How much money do we need where it will not inhibit our growth in holiness, but help us? And this question can really be only answered individually. It's going to be different for each one of us. But the answer is found, as always, in the words of Christ. "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Jesus died a very poor man. His monetary inheritance he left behind was nothing, that of a homeless man. But the actual inheritance, the spiritual inheritance he left us, is priceless and continues to be so for over 2,000 years. And the sin of the man in our gospel is not that he had wealth. God does not condemn the man because he is wealthy. He condemns him because of his greed, that he hoarded the wealth for himself. He spent his wealth on things he already had. And now I know we have all heard that, you know, money cannot be our idol. We can't make an idol out of it, that we should only be worshiping God. But I think there are some signs in us that point to a higher esteem of wealth that maybe we could have. When wealth begins to affect our spiritual life, and relationship with God and others. And this includes me. I mean, even as a priest, I can find myself in the disordered pursuit of wealth. So I'm just going to share with you three questions that I ask myself periodically to kind of help me check in and discern if I am becoming too attached to money and wealth than I maybe could be. So question number one, what does my spent money reveal? What does it tell about me? If people saw where my money is going, would they say I am a generous person? Or would they say I'm a selfish one? Would people be surprised by how much money I spend on things for myself? Is there a balance on money spent on myself and others, or is it one-sided? Question number two, is wealth changing me? Has it changed me? Do I think my inherent value, do I think I'm better or more valuable when I have like the newest phone or the latest brand name? Then do I feel less if I don't and those around me do? Am I becoming less compassionate, understanding and sympathetic towards people who have less? Am I judging people on what they have or don't have? Pope Francis once challenged us to buy the second best product, even when we could afford the best one. And I'll be honest, like I've tried that, like even with shoes and stuff, and it's like really, really hard. I want the best. Question number three, am I willing to sacrifice wealth? When an opportunity to be generous comes up, am I willing to maybe give up a small thing like a month of a streaming service or a meal at a restaurant or even a larger purchase to give more to others when the need arises? Or do I find myself clinging to wealth and only give when it doesn't hurt me, when I can maintain my usual lifestyle? I found these questions to be kind of just quite helpful. I'm just making sure that my eyes are, as our second reading says, focused above rather than the things here below. And I think we may be surprised to find just how much more peaceful, joyful, and happy we'll be to die just a little poorer, and we may even be doing a favor to those we have left behind.